Chapter 1. I stand back, with my hands on my hips, and gaze around me. The cozy kettle is looking fabulously festive, if a tad overblinged. The plastic angel with hair like golden candy floss is maybe a bit OTT with her flashing neon halo. Millicent obviously thinks so. She's staring at the angel with her mouth open as its halo blinks on and off at the top of the tree. She folds her arms across her ample bosom and frowns. "Where on earth did that monstrosity come from, Becca? Oh, don't tell me. Stanley." I nod. "He brought it along specially because it was a favourite of his wife's. He said Christmas wasn't Christmas until Edna came out of her box." "Edna?" "That's what they called the angel," I say, hoping that Millicent isn't about to cause a non-festive fuss. "She looks like Stanley's Auntie Edna, apparently. Only if she wafted round in a cheap nightie, never brushed her hair and flashed it all in sundry." Is Millicent making a joke? I giggle but stop when she glares at me, although I've learned since I started working at the Cozy Kettle that Millicent's bark is worse than her bite. She lives in an amazing house in the posh village next to Honeyford and puts on airs and graces, but I reckon she's quite lonely, really. Why else would she spend so much of her time in here, a small cafe in the back of a little Cotswolds bookshop? "What about everything else?" I ask, tilting my head at the decorations I came in early to put up. Shining strands of red and silver tinsel are looped across the walls. Sparkly gold stars are hanging from the ceiling, and I've draped pink fairy lights along the shelves. A tall, slightly listing fir tree in the corner is dripping with red baubles and glass snowmen, and a plastic reindeer with a light-up nose is standing on the counter, near the till. Millicent sniffs. "It's rather more..." She hesitates. "Showy than I'd choose. Live by the old adage, less is more, and you can't go wrong, in my book. Personally, I can't bear an overly colourful Christmas."